Good evening, everyone. You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike, and we have a heck of a show lined up for you today on The Canadian Way. Of course, you are listening to us here on CITR FM 101.9 and also live streaming on the interweb at CITR.ca. We got a fantastic show lined up for you today. We should be having calling guests Carolyn Mark calling in, who is having her CD release party today, as well as Nathan Gage from Shapes and Sizes, a band that is now based out of Montreal, formerly also from Victoria. So stay tuned for that. As well, we have debuts from the likes of The Hermit, Dirty Tricks, Baby Control, and some other great stuff, and Toronto band named Trophy as well. And as well as those CITR debuts, we also have brand new music from Like a Martyr, The Plain Dealers, Four Stroke, and Wednesday Night Heroes. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, we're going to get this show started with something from New Westminster, BC band Kick in the Eye. In recognition of the Aboriginal National Day of Action, they have released a special CD EP called Red Army Overdrive. We're going to hear the title track from that CD. This is Kick in the Eye to start off today's edition of The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9. You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. We just started off today's program with something from New Westminster, BC's Kick in the Eye, a CD that they've released for the National Day of Action for Aboriginal Peoples, which took place earlier today, well, and throughout today. The name of the CD EP is called Red Army Overdrive, and we heard the title track from that one. And we have a calling guest here. Carolyn, are you on the phone? Carolyn, can you hear me? We seem to have technical difficulties. Carolyn, are you there? Just a second. Okay, so it seems like I actually hung up on Carolyn. Live radio, you gotta love it. So we're gonna play something from Carolyn's brand new CD, which she's doing the CD release party for today, called Nothing Is Free. We're gonna play the track called Pictures at 5, and hopefully we can get Carolyn on the line once more. My apologies to you and to Carolyn about this. Here is some brand new Carolyn Mark, and hopefully she'll be on the line in just a moment, here on The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Couldn't have taken out a bigger ad if you tried. This just in, pictures of 5. Well, she was long, tall, and blonde, and drinking white wine, parked in the spot that used to be mine. But I gotta confess, I was strangely impressed. I thought, lace panties when I looked up her dress. I switched stations to another conversation, cause I wasn't in what I ever wanted to be. And I heard someone else saying how someone else was paying. Though I know now nothing is free, yeah, nothing is free. You came crashing through the yard, sugar nymph in tow, devoured everything in sight, said you had to go. Trampling the plants with your vampire dance. Why do you gotta get close to what'll kill you the most? But I gotta confess, I was strangely impressed, despite everything. When we meet next, to another conversation, cause I heard my name, and one I wasn't in, and I heard someone else saying how I would soon be paying, which is how I know now nothing is free, yeah, nothing. Parts you liked, colored in the rest. Whoa, not so close. Oh, don't you know how once you've seen backstage, you can't enjoy the show. But I gotta confess, I was strangely impressed. Didn't even see the knife when it plunged in my chest. I switched stations to another conversations. I was in the very one I never wanted to be. And I found myself praying that you would end up paying, so you could see how nothing is free.
Okay, and I think we've got that all fixed now. And Carolyn, are you there?
I'm right here. Can you hear
me? Awesome. Yes, I can hear you, and everyone else can as well. My apologies for that, Carolyn.
Don't worry about it. Oh. I'm on this newfangled cell phone, so I don't. It could have been me.
No problem. So we just started off with something from your brand new CD, Carolyn. Nothing is free.
Uh-huh.
And Pictures at Five is the name of that tune. Any sort of story behind that one?
Oh, it's just a pastiche, if you will, of different situations, I guess. Like, I like it. It's the news, you know. This just did Pictures of Five. Like, I just like the, reporting your life like it was like it was tabloid TV.
Exactly.
That was part of it. That was interesting to me. I only watch TV in hotel rooms usually, so it usually, I'm one of those people that whenever I see it, I'm so shocked, but I can't believe it exists, so.
Hilarious. Hilarious. Well, good job on this.
It's not so fun for the people with me.
So, good job on this this brand new album, which is called Nothing Is Free. Mm-hmm. And you're doing the CD release party for it tonight.
I'm sitting on the steps of the Ukrainian Hall right now.
And you're just in the midst of your sound check, so we're not going to keep you for too long here, but we'll chit-chat about the album. First of all, when is the start time of the gig today, and who's playing with you?
The doors are at 8. At 9 o'clock, the opening band is Pigby. That's Paul Rigby and Paul Pigette. They're a guitar duo. They're incredible. Best guitar players I've ever seen, and they're in my band.
Excellent.
At the 9 o'clock set.
Excellent.
So that, they're at 9, and then I'm playing two sets at 10 and 11.
Wow, so
and
it's a full night.
People making tinfoil stars here, and the sound man's unwrapping chords. It's very exciting, very exciting.
Excellent, and that's an all-ages gig, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Awesome.
Well, I mean, you know, beware.
And the brand new CD, Nothing Is Free, the street date is actually July 3rd, is that correct?
Yeah.
And so everyone's going to get a little bit of a sneak preview of it tonight. What's your take on this album? It is a decidedly different album. It's a little less rocky. It's a little more introspective. What sort of was the decision to go to the quieter side this time out?
Well, I found this hall that I wanted to record in on Salt Spring Island, the Beaver Point Hall, and it's just this gorgeous wooden hall. It sounds so resonant. So to have too many things, it was sort of, the hall dictated that it had to be limited, like less instruments, you know? So we didn't put anything on it, so we just did in a circle and played. So
excellent. So
I don't know.
So pretty much this is live off the floor, this album?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, we added a couple things after, but mostly, yeah, it's just live.
Sweet. So so this show begins a cross-Canada tour for you?
Yeah, I'm pretty much constantly doing that. But, yeah, I think it's the start of the summer. Tonight, I decided today is day one.
The official start.
That's right.
There you go. So people may know you from around town with the Carolyn Mark Hootenannies for a long, long time now. I'm originally from Victoria, and I remember when you first started doing those over at the Rose and Thorn.
Oh, the Old Bailey.
Yeah, the Old Bailey.
Yeah, I still do it at Logan's at home.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we started touring them, too, so with Luther Wright and Jenny Whiteley and Hank and Lily.
Exactly. I was going to say, how's that been as far as a touring experience? How has that differed
really
from...
It's really great because there's, 14 people, and we all play on each other's stuff, and it's like a traveling circus. It's really good.
Sweet.
I realize that we're it's like making a society out of people that didn't want to be part of society. It's really funny.
So the brand new CD has a decidedly a folkier sound. How is that going to change what your overall set's going to be like tonight? Is it still going to have a decidedly rocky feel? Lots of oldies.
Tonight we're going to play the record. So I have the people that played on the record are here, and we're going to play it. And then we're going to do some of my earlier, funnier material. And Ford Pier and Jeff Burner are coming by to sit in it later.
Oh, excellent.
So the
excellent.
Second set will be old favorites or whatever.
So everybody should get out for for both sets, but fans of the Hootenanny and the older material would do best to hang around for the later sets.
Yeah, and the drunker you are, the better we sound.
Woohoo!
Whee!
So we're going to play something else from the brand new CD.
Oh, yeah?
And the track that I've got lined up is actually the closing track on the CD.
Cool.
Called Destination You.
Right on.
And I like this one because it's got a very sort of haunting sound to it. The entire CD does in particular, but this one was a beauty of a track to pick for the closer.
The keyboard's called The Fun Machine.
The Fun Machine.
Yeah.
How did it get that name?
That's what it's called.
Oh,
it
is
lights
it?
Up and everything.
Oh,
it's,
my gosh.
It's gorgeous.
Is that going to be at the gig tonight?
No, the owner won't lend it to me.
Oh, no.
They only made like two. I don't blame them.
So here is something from the brand new Carolyn Mark CD called Nothing Is Free. The track is Destination You. We have Carolyn Mark on the line CD release party tonight at the Ukrainian Hall. And if you want to stick around for one more set here, Carolyn, and we'll chat maybe about the older days, about the vinaigrettes and whatnot.
Okay,
so here's Carolyn Mark, brand new stuff from her to start off this set of music here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9. And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. And on the line today, we have Miss Carolyn Mark. And you're there, Carolyn?
I'm right here.
There we are. Okay, so we've gotten past all the phone troubles. That's spectacular. We just heard the album closer from your brand new CD called Destination You. And it features the, what was it, the fun?
The Fun Machine.
The Fun Machine. Wow, we wish that we could see it tonight, because I could only imagine what would happen with that.
Yeah, I know.
So, as I stated before that song, we were going to talk a little bit about the earlier days of Carolyn Mark, and you were in a band in Victoria called the Vinaigrettes. Let the listeners know a little bit about how that came to be and how it sort of evolved into your solo project.
I started with the day I finished university. I was like, I'm going to form a band. And it was an all-girl band, and we were together for 7 years. We toured, and then we had about probably, I don't know, 20 members during the whole time. I mean, we had four. I started with four ladies, and then as I wanted to do more and more, we just kept getting different people with various results, you know.
Excellent.
And then we broke up. We were going to, it's okay. Everyone's happy now. I still hang out with some of them, you know. It's good.
And then
I thought I was never going to play again, and I thought that was it. But then I realized I could play, that somehow in the 7 years I learned to play, so that was good.
So were you basically untrained by when you started the Vinnie Rats?
I could play piano. Like, I was trained as a kid, but I rebelled against it. I forgot that it would apply later, so that's good.
The old story, but it didn't come back to haunt. Yeah, there you go. And
no, I'm making it come back to haunt.
So speaking of the Vinaigrettes, I don't know if you remember way back when, in the summer of, I believe, 1996, you played the CFUV team in softball.
Really?
Does that probably doesn't ring a bell at all, does it?
1996?
I think it was 96 or 95. I forget which of the 2 years, but I was pitching and I basically hit you.
In the face?
And no, I think in the hand or something like that.
God, I must have blocked it out.
Anyways, I want to apologize for that all these years afterwards.
I don't even remember.
And I worried that that you might bear a grudge against me because
maybe you hit me in the head and I've got amnesia.
Anyways, so yeah, then you went on to the solo career after that, sort of.
After you hit me.
After I hit you. I broke up the Vinaigrettes.
That's right.
So, yeah, you ended up releasing a solo CD called Party Girl. What was that, about 90?
That was not, it was 2000.
2000, yes, yeah. 2000. Wow.
I went across Canada, recorded a song in a different place. Each song was done in a different place.
And what a great experience, because you got sort of a who's who of Canadian musicians across the country. And
yeah.
It basically ended up, every song was sort of a bit of a diary of your times across the road.
Yeah.
And I was going to play a particular song off of this right after we play something from the Vinaigrettes. We're going to play the tune Edmonton. And and I always wanted to know the story behind that, but it turns out there's no story behind it.
I got to make one up just so you're not disappointed.
Well, I was hoping that you were saying that Fred Eaglesmith thought he was the rock star in question in that song.
Yeah, I heard he was telling people that.
Hilarious. And that got back to you?
Yeah.
That's too funny. So anyways, we're going to play that one. But first of all, we're going to play something from the Vinaigrettes.
Oh, my God.
Way back to your way back to 1994.
Uh-huh.
From your first CD release on Incentive Records. You had some tapes before that, of course.
That's right.
And the name of the tune that we're going to play features Ford Pure on keyboards. And
the accordion.
On the accordion.
Yeah.
And it features, it's called I'll Tell a Policeman on You. And what did you say was up with this song?
It's written by Jerry Lewis.
It's a Jerry Lewis song. Now, was this Ford that brought this forward as a project?
No, I'd wanted to cover this. I have his, I think it's from a children's album.
Hilarious.
I just wanted to cover it because it's quite moving, surprisingly moving.
Awesome. So we're going to play that. And then at the end of the set, we're going to play something from the Duets album that came out a couple years ago, I guess. And we're going to play the track with you and Corb Lund.
Awesome.
And how was that recording with him?
It was on his birthday. It was Edmonton. It was fun. It was the first one we did, actually, for the record. So that started everything.
Sweet. So just to remind all the listeners before we let you go, tonight is the CD release party for Nothing Is Free. Mm-hmm. And when are you guys taking the stage again?
9 o'clock.
So
the band hits the stage.
9 o'clock for the Nothing Is Free set. And then there's going to be, you said two more sets after that?
Well, Pigby's opening. So Paul Rigby and Paul Pigat are opening at 9 o'clock.
So that's at 9. 10. Okay. And then there was going to be two more sets with sort of an alumnus, as it were, like you were saying before,
yeah.
Such as Ford Pure. And who else did you say was showing up?
Jeff Berner's going to come by.
Oh, that should be sweet.
Yeah.
So if there was any more reason for people to want to come out to the Ukrainian Hall tonight, that's as good a reason as any.
Well,
so.
I think Paris Hilton's dropping by now that she's out of jail.
Okay, you'll have to
and
pick
Willie
her out.
And Willie Nelson, he's coming for sure. I'm going to put him on the guest list.
Hilarious. So okay. Best of luck on the CD release party.
Have a good show.
Yeah, thank you very much, and good luck on the tour.
Okay.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. And thank you for Carolyn Mark for calling up to the program here. And we're going to start off with something from the Vinaigrettes, Attaboy Girl from 1994. This is the track called I'll Tell a Policeman on You on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Thank you. slipped out of the old house around sundown while mama was washing her hands. And you can bet your bottom dollar she'll come looking for me when she finds out that I'm not there. And if she catches a sweet thing running around, you know there's gonna be the devil to pay. She'll come blowing like a cyclone straight to the door, and I can hear exactly what she'll say. My baby all my money on payday, except a little bit she don't know that I got. And there's a cute little waitress at the corner cafe, she seems to like me quite a lot. We were sitting in the back just having a chat, she was believing every word I said. When the door blew open and mama walked in and shouted loud enough to wave.
And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike, and I want to thank Carolyn Mark for calling in today and wish her the best of luck on the CD release gig tonight at the Ukrainian Hall, which is, of course, at East Pender and Triumph. So check it out in the heart of Strathcona. You've been warned. And now, without any further ado, we have yet another guest on with us on the line. From Shapes and Sizes, we have Kayla Thompson. Thanks for calling in, Kayla. Are you there? There, we'll try that now. Are you there, Kayla?
Yeah, I am.
Excellent. So thanks for joining us on the show today.
Yeah, no problem.
And you guys are playing a tour kickoff celebration party, I guess, tonight at the Railway Club. And that's right. With They Shoot Horses, don't they? And are you guys going to be touring across the country with them, or...?
Yeah, we are. We're dipping down into the States around Chicago for a few dates, but it's almost all Canadian dates for 3 weeks.
Cool. And are you accustomed to the They Shoot Horses guys? Have you played with them before?
Yeah, we're actually really good friends with them. Josh and Nate and John, who are in Shapes and Sizes, they used to play in a few bands together and in the past.
Cool.
We're all well acquainted.
So 6 degrees of Shapes and Sizes.
That's right.
So before we get on to the brand new CD here, I just want to ask you about where you're based out of. You're now out of Montreal, is that correct?
Yeah, we are.
Now,
pretty recent to move.
Now, to let people know that might not be aware, you guys are originally from Victoria.
Yeah.
And what happened that you ended up all the way over there?
It was sort of a personal decision between us. It wasn't really like a band move, although it is a lot easier to tour on the East. Cities are closer together, and there's more of a concentration of population over there. But, it was sort of a personal decision between us to go to a new city.
So have you've been living there for a little while now, or...?
It varies depending on which band member you ask, but for me, I've been living there for like a month and I don't really have a house yet, but Rory's been living there for 6 months or so.
So how's the city been treating you guys? Have you been getting a lot of gigs around the area? Have you been mingling with the bands?
Yeah, I mean, we know a lot of people, a lot of musicians over in Montreal, and Well, honestly, we haven't been there very long, and the time that we have been there, we've sort of been coming in and out on various tours or trips or whatever. So we haven't had a whole lot of chance to play a lot of shows in Montreal, but we played one really good one so far. So
cool. Have you gotten to jam with any of the crazy musicians over there or anything yet? Any new collaborations happening?
Well, Rory's been playing with a guy named Jordan Robson Kramer, who plays in Sunset Rubdown, and he's got a solo project now called Magic Weapon, and Rory's been playing with him a bit. They're good friends from high school, too. So
Cool. So we want to talk about the brand-new CD, then. This is sort of doubling as a CD release gig for you guys over, at least in these parts. Have you done any gigging on this album yet? I guess you probably have to get over here, right?
Well, actually, we flew over here, but we just finished a 3-week tour with a band called The National.
And
that was through the States, just mostly the eastern side of the country and the Midwest. So we have toured this album. It just came out about a month ago, and we've been playing the songs for, you know, a year or so. Some of them we've been playing for a year.
And how is it like touring with basically veterans in the scene?
It's
in the
wonderful.
National?
They were like the best guys to tour with because they've worked really hard, and often with not a lot to show for it until recently. But they've been touring for like 7 years, and it's taken pretty much 5 of those to even make a dent, you know?
Yeah.
So they're finally reaping the rewards of their hard labors, and it definitely shows in their characters. You know, they're completely unpretentious and just total pros.
And how did that rub off on you? Did they teach you any tricks of the trade, or?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much of it is like tricks of the trade. I think it's mostly just being around people who are really down to earth and, you know, respectful towards everybody and just don't really have, you know, any sort of ego or anything. Like, well, let's not say they don't have egos. They're all very strong personalities, but you definitely have to be respectful to everybody. So.
And one more question before we talk about the brand new CD. This was your first foray into the States, is that correct? With The National?
Our first what? Sorry?
Our first tour into the States?
No, we've been touring the States for almost a year and a half now.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah, we've done 4-5 tours there now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're pretty much veterans yourself down in the States.
We've been pretty much everywhere. We haven't been to Florida. We haven't been to some of the middle states, like the Midwest. Not the Midwest, but like the western states, like Utah, Nevada, Nebraska, places like that we haven't really been to. But we've been along the West. We've been in the South. We've been all over the East. So.
Yeah.
And the North as well.
How do you find the experiences touring in the States compared to up here?
Well, you know what? We've only done one Canadian tour, and we're about to launch into our second. So I don't have a lot of comparison, or I don't have a lot of point to compare by. But I don't know. I think that our Canadian shows in the past have paid more money.
Really?
Yeah, but who knows? I mean, it all depends on the tour and who's booking and...
And those have been headlining gigs as well, I guess, eh, as opposed to opening slots?
Mostly mixed. No, mostly opening, really. I mean, we've done a lot of touring with bands that are sort of on par with us.
Yeah.
As far as, I don't know, fame, I guess, but if you can call it that. But, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how it goes in Canada. We're all really curious.
Interesting. So this is your first real kick at the can, I guess, as far as the Cross Canada tour is concerned.
Pretty much. And it's especially since we've been signed to Asthmatic Kitty, it's our first Canadian tour, so.
And what's that like being on Sufjan Stevens' label?
It's great. They're kind of this perfect record label because they have enough funds and enough sort of prestige from CCN and from, like, My Brightest Diamond and castanets are pretty well known as well.
Yep.
And so they have enough sort of funds to kick around and weight, I guess, in the industry. So but they're still really small. You know, their roster is, what, like 9 bands, and a few of them aren't even really operational at this moment. So so it's really small. We get a lot of attention, and we have really close relationships with pretty much everybody on the roster and everybody in the label. So it's great. I mean, they listen to us. They have a lot to give, to put out.
And how did the connection come to be with Sufjan Stevens and Asthmatic Kitty? Was that a touring connection or?
Well, it all derived from us actually sending out our original self-titled record. We just sent it out sort of like demos.
Yeah.
So we sent it to maybe 50 labels, and 2 got back to us. 3 got back to us. 1 denied, and Asthmatic Kitty said they're interested. And yeah, we talked to a couple others a little bit, but it was pretty much that which got us in contact with them. And then just touring, we hadn't toured at all at that point. This was like almost 2 years ago, more than 2 years ago. So you kind of gotta get touring and sort of show that you're willing to work, I think, before a lot of labels are willing to put a lot of effort and money into you. So
Yep. We
sort of did that, and then they decided to sign us.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Does that make you the only Canadian band on the Asthmatic Kitty label?
Yeah.
Wow. How does that feel?
It feels really great. And also, what feels almost better than that is that we're the only band that they signed from just hearing our music without knowing us before on sort of a friendship basis. So, yeah,
wow. All
the other bands on the roster are direct, you know, acquaintances or friends of them. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, congratulations on that. That's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah.
So we're going to play something from the debut CD on the Asthmatic Kitty label. It's actually your second full-length release. We will play something from the self-titled debut in just a moment as well. But I'd like to talk about the CD, Split Lips, Winning Hips, A Shiner. Well, what's the deal with that title?
It's kind of a collection of some lyrics from the album. And I don't know, it's sensational, I guess.
Are you guys tired of talking about the title?
No, not really. I mean,
no. It
didn't really come from nowhere, I guess. But it doesn't have a lot of weight to it as far as meaning.
Do you get asked a lot about that? It's a very unique name for an album. That's the only reason I ask.
Yeah, well, sometimes we get asked about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to play the lead-off track on this CD, which, of course, features you on vocals. And the name of the tune is Alone Alive. Did you want to talk about that track before we listen to it?
Sure. Well, this one is pretty old for us, and I wrote it a while ago. It's kind of about feeling inadequate.
Okay, so this is Shapes and Sizes from the brand-new CD, Split Lips, Winning Hips, A Shiner. We're going to be listening to a track called Alone Alive featuring Kayla Thompson on vocals. And Kayla is talking with us over the line. This is The Canadian Way, and we'll be back with Kayla to talk more about the CD release party and Shapes and Sizes. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
It's the Canadian Way. You are listening to the Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike. And, of course, today on the phone, we have Kayla Thompson from Shapes and Sizes. Hey, Kayla, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for being on the air. And we just heard something new, something old from you guys. We started off the set with something from the brand new CD, Split Lips, Winning Hips, A Shiner, which is, of course, off the Asthmatic Kitty Records label. We heard the track called Alone Alive. And I actually played the incorrect tune off of your debut self-titled CD. I was originally going to play I Am Cold. It looks like I played Islands Gone Bad.
Oh, that's okay.
Is that about Vancouver Island by any chance?
It's about Hornby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, close.
And any sort of weird story about that one?
I don't really know. I didn't write the song.
Oh, okay,
so.
that wasn't yours. Anyways, it sounds like there probably is. you guys are going to be playing tonight at the Railway Club, a tour kickoff with They Shoot Horses, Don't They? And do you know what time you guys are hitting the stage at?
I think the show will probably start about 9. I think there are two opening acts. One is Chris-erific, and the other one is... I can't remember the name, but I'll tell you in 1 second. Westphalia.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
I've never heard of them, but maybe they're a Vancouver band.
Yeah, local band. And do you know what time you guys are going to be hitting the stage at, approximately? Like, you're going to be after the first two bands, I'm assuming, or are you guys the headliners?
I think we'll probably go third, the Horses being their hometown.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we'll probably go on about 11:30 or 12, I think.
Okay, so check that out if you want to catch Chase Shapes and Sizes tonight at the Railway Club, along with headliners They Shoot Horses, Don't They? And about 11 o'clock, the Shapes and Sizes will be taking the stage, so you've been warned about that. And, of course, that's at the Railway Club, in case we haven't mentioned it already. And you said that you've been pretty exhaustively touring over the last year or so. Are you guys going to be heading back into the studio anytime soon, or...? What's
not
the immediate
plan? Yeah, we don't have any immediate plans to record. I think that we're going to try to do maybe a bit of home recording. I don't know. I don't think we want to push it too much for recording, because we've put out two albums within a year, and which isn't that huge a feat, really, considering there's like 3.5 songwriters.
Yeah.
So it's not really that much to boast about. But, I think that we're just going to wait, do some more touring and settle in to our new home and stuff.
Do you have plans to go outside of North America? Any invites for festivals or anything like that at this point?
We've got a European tour in the horizon, I think probably next spring.
Wow,
sweet. But other than that, I don't know. Yeah, we definitely don't have any South American tours yet.
Wow, so things are happening actually pretty quickly for you. How long have you actually existed as a band?
About 4 years.
Wow, so that's pretty fast track. Has it made your head spin going from starting up the band to planning a European tour?
Not really, because, we're still playing shows that are relatively the same size as when we started. And, you know, we're still just sort of working the way we always have. But definitely going to Europe will be, when it finally comes together, I think it'll be pretty exciting for us.
And, cool, cool.
Yeah.
Where can people find out more information about you? And we know that you have your MySpace page, myspace.com/shapesandsizes. Is there an Asthmatic Kitty page devoted to you guys? Or?
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff on Asthmatic Kitty that's devoted to us. And also we have our own website, which is shapesandsizes, and it's all spelt, .ca.
Okay. And for those that don't know, the Asthmatic Kitty label website is asthmatickitty.com. And I guess click on the band's page and they should be able to find you pretty easily, eh?
Yeah.
You said, not a big roster, so.
No.
We're going to play something else from the brand new CD, Split Lips, Winning Hips, A Shiner. I love that title, by the way. That one's definitely got to be one of the top titles of the year so far.
Cool.
And we're going to be playing the track called Piggy. And this one also features you as well.
Yeah.
is this what sort of tracks do you get demands for live? Have you had people start to ask you for tracks from the new CD yet, or?
Maybe Alone Alive like once or twice, just because it's been around for like a few months, because it was sort of like the teaser, one of the two teaser tracks. So yeah, but mostly people still want to hear stuff off of self-titled.
Of course.
That is when they've heard of us at all.
Of course. So the track that we're going to play here, Piggy, is quite a bit of a banging tune. It's got a good attacking rhythm on it. I can definitely see this one being an encore song for you guys before too long, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And we have a music video for this one, too.
Sweet.
I think it's somewhere out there on YouTube or something.
So just look up Shapes and Sizes or Piggy Video or something like that?
Yeah.
I'd heard something about a DVD. What's going on with that?
I don't know the exact details, but yeah, Asthmatic Kitty is trying to put together a DVD of Asthmatic Kitty artist videos. So yeah, we got very gung-ho and made about four of them, so maybe a couple of them will get on there.
Wow, so people can find them all on YouTube right now, or?
Yeah, some of them are on the Asthmatic Kitty site. I think that Piggy and Teller Seller are also on the Pitchfork media site somewhere, so people can find them there, or just, you know, on the net.
Wow.
Somewhere.
Wow, that's a pretty big deal, Pitchfork as well, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So things are definitely happening for Shapes and Sizes. It's too bad that that you guys are all the way out east. We won't get to see you nearly so much anymore. But I wish you all the best in the tour, Cross Canada tour, and a bit of Chicago, of course, with They Shoot Horses.
Yep.
And we're going to play something from They Shoot Horses in just a moment. But from Shapes and Sizes, brand new CD, Split Lips, Winning Hips, and a Shiner. We're going to listen to Piggy, and I want to thank Kayla for being on the air. Thank you, Kayla, for taking time out of your busy day to give us a shout here at the Canadian Way.
No problem. Thank you, Spike.
And you're welcome, and I wish you best of luck tonight at the Railway Club, 11 p.m. They're taking the stage, Shapes and Sizes with They Shoot Horses, Don't They, Westphalia, and Chris Horrific. If you snooze, you lose. And thank you for coming on, Kayla, and good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Here we go. Something from the brand new CD, Split Lips, Winning Hips, and a Shiner. This is Piggy to start off this set of music on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Wait. might call love a lost, a loss. It's either gaining steam or it's gathering moss. There's no in between when you're a dependent on the most phony abstract concept.
Them, their fingers gonna point the way. You best pay attention, cause it just might sway. You blink a single second and it disappears. And there ain't a hope of hell you find your way from here. In the middle of a maze where a beast does dwell. By the looks of them bones, that beast eats well. With a stomp and a snort, our host soon appears. And he raises his brow and he ties up his ear. Pulls a rope from his rear. From the look of his eyes, he's a reasonable guy. His dance is through, we never dance no more. Here come another cock coming through the door.
One hand slips out, while the other hand slips in. One hand slips out, while the other hand slips in.
Was the first sound heard. There's so much smoke talk and we learned the words. We tried to make sense of everything there is. We're gonna teach everyone to think like this. I'll whisper a word right into your ear, and you can say it back to me in 25 years. I won't know what the hell you're even talking about, but I'll do as you say and I'll let myself out. Without the slightest of doubt, I'll pinch the tip of my tongue and show it to anyone. A boat does float or a boat does sink. Unless that boat's in the bottom of a drink. Deep down in the dark, it ain't a boat at all. It could be a finger scratching through the wall.
One hand slips out, while the other hand slips in.
And you just heard something there from They Shoot Horses, Don't They? I don't know, don't they? Yeah, that's named after like a Western chick movie or something wonky like that, isn't it? Anyways, good job there, Chris Horrific and the gang. Wow, they're a big band. It should be interesting to to see them all crammed on stage. Not to mention the fact that there's going to be some cross-pollination between the two bands that will be playing tonight at the Railway Club, as Nathan Gage of Shapes and Sizes, who will be also on the bill, also plays baritone sax, which is kind of cool. But from They Shoot Horses, Don't They, we heard something from their brand new CD, Pickup Sticks, which can be found on the Kill Rockstars label. We heard the track called Wrong Direction. And before that, we heard something else from the Shapes and Sizes brand new CD, Split Lips, Winning Hips, A Shiner. I know you guys are probably sick of me saying the title over and over again, but damn it, it's a great title. We heard the track called Piggy, and apparently there's a video for that one on YouTube if you check it out. Of course, just look up Shapes and Sizes Piggy, and I think it'll probably have links to the other videos as well. And of course, there's more content on the Asthmatic Kitty website as well. And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. So Shapes and Sizes and They Shoot Horses, Don't They, are doing a tour kickoff party slash gig tonight at the Railway Club. And Shapes and Sizes will be taking the stage at 11 p.m. with They Shoot Horses probably taking the stage, I'm guessing, around midnight, 12:30, as is usually the practice. And yeah, it's going to be the beginning of a North American tour for both of those bands. They're going to be touring together, hitting pretty much most of Canada, as well as a little teeny tiny bit of the States. And yeah, should be interesting. Get out to the Railway Club tonight and check that out, because it should be a night of crazy music action from Shapes and Sizes and They Shoot Horses, Don't They. My thanks to Kayla Thompson from Shapes and Sizes for calling up today and chit-chatting about the brand new album and tour. And also want to thank once again Carolyn Mark for calling in earlier in the show to talk about her CD release party, which is happening tonight at the Ukrainian Hall over on East Pender Street at Triumph in the heart of Strathcona. And, of course, that's an early one and an all-ages gig. That's going to be starting at 8 p.m. With the first set of music from openers Pigby starting at 9. And then Carolyn's going to be playing three sets. Oh, my gosh, three sets of music starting with she's going to be jamming with the Pigby guys, and which is basically the configuration, the instrumental configuration, the musical configuration on Carolyn's brand new CD, Nothing Is Free, which of course hits the streets on July 3rd. You will get a sneak preview tonight. And then of course the second and third sets will be taking place at 10 and 11. And those will be featuring some of Carolyn's former roommates and alumni and boyfriends and whatever the heck else she's called her bandmates in the past. But you can be sure that Jeff Berner and Ford Pier will be showing up. So that in and of itself could equal a night of sheer craziness. Not to mention the fact that Carolyn Mark is kind of crazy herself. So you can bet that there'll be some hootenanny action happening tonight in the second and third sets as some of the alumni turn up to tear the roof off the joint. So check that out. That's happening tonight as well. Wow, busy night of music. Don't even have time to do the gig listings, but be sure to check out livemusicvancouver.com. They always have the best and newest listings for local and independent gigs happening in and around Vancouver. And we're going to get back to some more music. We have some debut action that we need to get addressed. And we're going to start it off with Vancouver's The Hermit and something from their brand new CD, Turn Up the Stereo. We are going to be listening to the track called Headcase. This is something brand new from The Hermit to start off this set of music here on The Canadian Way. This is a CITR debut, courtesy of The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. We'll be right back.
My name is Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
This wheel can hardly see the taillights through.
That was the Canadian Way. This is probably more appropriate to say. Hey, that was a set of CITR debuts for you here on the Canadian Way. Let's take it from the top, shall we? We started off that set of music with something from Vancouver's The Hermit from their brand new self-release CD, Turn Up the Stereo. We heard the track called Headcase. And interesting new trend for The Hermit. Normally in the past, in their last couple of CDs, well, their first two CDs, Flying Out of Solitude and Surreal, was particularly more the atmospheric instrumental stuff. This time around, they have added some female vocals, courtesy Allison Chevernoha, and she's basically featured on 8 of the tracks. So a decidedly less experimental electronic instrumental type sound, and much more of a very polished sort of indie pop kind of sound with electronics, and it's working for them. I quite like it. So check out more from The Hermit in upcoming episodes of The Canadian Way. After that, we heard something from Montreal, Quebec's The Dirty Tricks from their brand new CD, which is their second full-length third CD. Of course, their last one was an EP that came out almost exactly a year ago on the Blue Skies... What is it? Blue Skies Turned Black label. And the name of this CD is called Sauve Qui Peut. And my girlfriend is currently learning French, so maybe she can help me figure out what the hell that title means. And I probably butchered it as well, so it doesn't matter. From that CD, we heard the opening track called Red Wave. And following that, we heard something from a brand new project from Andy Dixon of DBS fame. He's gathered together a bunch of his musical cohorts and released another side project on his own Ake Records label. Name of this band is called Baby Control, and it features Zoe Verkulen from Red Light Sting, Mark Kolavecchia from North of America, Dan Tompkins from one of my new favorite bands, The Got to Get Got, and Chris Vanderland from Animal Names, Buzzing Bees, and they all join Andy Dixon on this project. And interesting little kind of emo meets kind of grungy punk thing that they got going with Baby Control. Their CD debut CD is called Best War, and as I mentioned before, it can be found on the Ake Records label. We heard the track called Cuts, and then we followed it up with something brand new from Toronto band Trophy from their self-titled debut CD, which is a self-released effort. We heard the track called Stay the Course, which is actually the closing track on that CD. You want to stay tuned for African Rhythms with David Love Jones. He's not here yet, so we're going to go into the Canadian Way Overtime Show. We're going to start off with some Like a Martyr from their brand new self-titled EP. We're going to listen to the track called Sing, and then we're going to follow it up with some Wednesday Night Heroes if we have some more time. If not, that pretty much does it for the Canadian Way. I thank you for tuning in. Remember, the Canadian Way is on every Friday night from 6 until 7:30. Bringing you the best in new and not-so-new independent Canadian content from coast to coast from all genres. And, of course, be sure and always buy Canadian. Support your local live music scene. Go out and check out a gig or two. Keep the club owners happy so that they don't close the places to music. And, of course, have yourself an awesome Canada Day long weekend. Of course, here at the Canadian Way, it's always Canada Day. But it's always a little more special when it's the Canada Day long weekend. Party in the rain. Ow! Be sure and stay tuned for African Rhythms with David Love Jones. Here's Like a Martyr to start off the Canadian Way Overtime Show here on CITR FM 101.9. Thanks for listening. Have an awesome weekend.
Live it on, save. Live life, drive an escape. Just fly back to last round. Get fucked. tracks on the Trans-Canada Highway. And every little thing I do these afternoons is in the prospect of seeing you in a bright white snowsuit.
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.